Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on Channel Radio. Hold on, I've got my mask caught on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, with the end of the year Business Bunker Show. Right, we've got loads of tweets coming in about both the interviews that we've done. We've also had Charity Buddy wishing you, your business associates and all your listeners a very happy new year. Thank you for all your business advice, Paul, and we will listen to the show on catch up. Well, happy new year, Martin. Do give Martin a follow on the Twitter, charity_buddy. Martin raises money for various charities, local charities, so do give him a follow. Right. What should we do? Right, I've got a lot of emails to read. We've got another interview to hear. I want to tell you about this. The Kent and Medway Business Summit on Friday the 15th of January. The Kent and Medway Business Summit will return for its fourth year on the 15th of January with a clear focus on business resilience, renewal and strategy for a return to growth. They're also going to be talking, of course, about the new free trade agreement that we have negotiated with the European Union and some of the terms from that. It's hosted annually at the University of Kent by the Kent Business School. And it's partnered by the Federation of Small Business, the Institute of Directors and Locating Kent. And the Kent and Medway Business Summit brings together some 400 businesses and policymakers to debate key themes. Expert keynote speakers will cover topics on the economy and latest developments in Brexit. And workshops will deliver insights into areas including productivity, infrastructure, placemaking and skills, and offer the opportunities for businesses to have their say on developing strategy. In 2021, the summit will be hosted virtually using the exciting platform Remo, which offers unparalleled opportunities for networking and collaboration. There are two ways of booking your ticket. You can go to their website, which is kenthospitality.kent.ac.uk/register. That's kenthospitality.kent.ac.uk/register. Or the somewhat easier, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Kent Summit. Either of those, so kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Kent Summit, and you can find all the details for the Kent and Medway Business Summit and a link to register your attendance. Do that. Okay. How would you like to have award winning next to the name of your business? You can enter the Construction Southeast Awards for 2021. We want to recognise the achievements, developments and innovations of construction companies around the Southeast. Application is quick and easy and you can enter for free. To find out about it, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/business events. There's a tab at the top of the website that's business events. You can click on that and find all the details there for the Construction Southeast Awards for 2021. Right, what have we got? We've still got tweets coming in. I've got quite a few mails and things to read. Let's sort something out here. Applications have opened for the Kent and Medway Small Business Kickstart Young People's Employment Scheme. This is with the FSB and they've teamed up with Adecco Working Ventures to help small firms across small firms access government's Kickstart scheme. The FSB urges small employers to apply now to create Kickstart roles from November and tackle the looming rise in young people's unemployment. To tackle increasing numbers of young people aged 16 to 24 struggling to find work and on universal credit, the FSB has announced a new partnership with Adecco Working Ventures. Together they will form a new national gateway and intermediary partner for the UK's government's new Kickstart scheme, which covers England, Scotland and Wales. The FSB will also be delivering a regional programme of webinars and other resources to encourage, inspire and help small businesses to get involved and to make the most of the new scheme. Alongside local authorities, business organisations and the voluntary sector, the FSB is also calling for a diversity of intermediary providers at local level. This way, any small business wishing to create one or two roles will have a choice of good quality providers to deliver the important wraparound support services that these young people are going to need. Small firms are ready to step up and contribute jobs for young people whose livelihoods are now threatened by COVID-19. The UK unemployment rate has risen to its highest level for 2 years, with official figures showing those aged 16 to 24 suffering the biggest drop in employment compared to other age groups. The Kickstart scheme was announced as part of the Chancellor of the Exchequer's plan for jobs. The aim is to help 250,000 16 to 24-year-olds on Universal Credit into work placement. If you want to find out more about this, if you go to fsb.org.uk/kickstart. That's fsb.org.uk/kickstart. Cool, what else have we got? Let me sort through some of these. Bear with me. Here we go. Thank you to everyone who supported the Marsh Network and attended our meetings during 2020. Despite the challenges, the numbers attending meetings have grown, and membership of our two Facebook pages, the Romney Marsh Networking Group and the Rhine Networking over Coffee, have increased, with people attending from as far apart as Bexhill, Medway and Deal, and many other areas of East Sussex and Kent. We will continue to hold our online Marsh Network meetings every 2 weeks and aim to put in place an integrated model, including face-to-face meetings, as soon as it's safe and legal to do so. Our first 2021 meetings are at 10:30 a.m. on the 6th of January and 10:30 a.m. on the 20th of January. You can book now and find out all about this by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Marsh Network. To ensure your space, the meetings up to the end of March are on the same link. So while you're there, why not diary and book meetings for later in the year? Stay safe and well, and we look forward to seeing you all in January. Happy New Year. Special wishes from Terry Botfield. You can follow Terry on the Twitter at the lovely named TD Botty. So do check that out, and check out the Marsh Network. That's kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Marsh Network. Do you know what we're going to do now? Well, I'm going to play my third interview now. Listen, it was an absolute pleasure. As someone that has been involved in motor racing in the past, to actually meet this gentleman was beyond my expectations. But when he agreed to give me a one-to-one interview, I can't tell you how excited I was. This chap was an absolute gentleman. And as it turned out, I was one of the last people to interview him, which is so sad. But we had a fantastic chat, and although we've only got a 20-minute interview with him, I actually spent an hour or so just chatting about this, that and the other. So it was a pleasure to talk to John Surtees, CBE, the only man in history to win world championships on two and four wheels. He talked about his long and distinguished racing career, plus the Henry Surtees Foundation. That's Lear, what John had to say. I'm here on the Business Bunker Show with John Surtees, CBE. John, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you. John is the only man in history to win two world championships on two wheels and four. John, thank you so much for joining us. For our younger listeners, just give us a little insight into your racing career back in those days.
Well, my racing career started back there in the late 40s.
Really?
Yes. I was. My father was British sidecar champion before the war.
Oh, wow.
And after the war, he started up again. And so I became, shall we say, number two mechanic.
Right, okay.
Mainly cleaning the bike, etc. But one day, when I was just 14, we went to a speed trial in a place called Trent Park, which was in North London, and his passenger didn't turn up.
Oh, right, okay.
This speed trial was on a stretch of road which through his park, which had some bends in it, so it meant that the sidecar needed balancing up.
Yes, yep.
And so the passenger had to do something, but in the absence of his passenger, he turned around and he said, "Lad, you've seen it done. I'll show you where you need to hang out, etc. I'll fit you into a set of my spare leathers, let's have a go.
Wow.
And so I did just that.
Right.
And I sort of hung out the side for of a sidecar, you know, for the left-handers and such, right. And that was an experience, of course.
I'm sure it was, at that age as well.
Another experience was, of course, we got disqualified. So it was the first and I think the last time I got disqualified in my life.
Wow.
But I suppose my real racing career started at the first ever road race, which was held at Brands Hatch.
Right, okay.
It had been a grass track
circuit,
and my father had raced there all the time. And in 1950, they had tarmacked it, and I went down there with my little 250 Triumph, which I had at that time, which I had converted into a racing machine.
Mm.
I took part in a race. I didn't have any success. I nearly did, in that I actually took the lead for a moment.
Wow.
The only problem was that it had started to rain, and I took the lead sitting on my backside as I slid past the leader going into what was the bottom bend in those days at Brands Hatch, because it went round the opposite way to what it does today.
Okay.
It went anti-clockwise.
Right.
But that was a start. At the end of 1950, I suppose my career really started.
Right.
In that I had joined, I was about to join the Vincent HRD company as an apprentice engineer, and my father was agent for Vincent, and we got hold of a development grey flash model, a 500cc bike, and I put it all together. And at Aberdare Park, at the end of the year, I won my first race.
Can I just ask, were you racing as a factory race team, or...?
No. I was just purely an apprentice, and I put it together, a bike which we managed to get, and my father put it on HP. I was getting £2.10 a week.
Wow.
At that time, but helping myself out by doing extra work in evenings, doing servicing for my father on some of his customers. So, it was a great time, and I put it together, and I won that first race, which was the most important race probably of my life.
Really?
Because that day, instead of being, we might say, a mechanic, testing his bike, I actually came together with the bike.
Right.
Because to get the ultimate from any piece of machinery, you need to understand it.
Yes,
and on
absolutely.
That day, it virtually spoke to me, and I understood it, and we became one, and I won the race.
Wow.
And that stood me in good stead for the rest of my life, up until now, that relationship. And so, in motorsport, I continued in motorcycles until the end of 1960. In 1960, I also, during the period when I was winning two world championships on motorcycles, I also competed in one or two races, including Formula One.
Right, okay.
Because Colin Chapman of Lotus asked me to do that. And I got a second in a British Grand Prix and put it on pole at...
You're a bit of a natural, really, is what it comes down to, isn't it?
Then, and so that started my career, so a career which went through. So, but you're talking about Buckmore.
Yes, absolutely.
So Buckmore, Buckmore come into my life at the start of another career.
Right. What inspired you to get involved with Buckmore Park?
Well, first and foremost, I suppose it was the fact that a friend of mine came in one day and asked Henry, my son, who was just about coming up to 8 years of age, if he'd like to come to Buckmore Park with him. I'd never been here, but so he went along and he came back and he said to me, "Daddy, that's what I want to do." So I became a karting father.
Right, okay.
That karting father was at times the mechanic, also the cook in the little van we had, etc., and the sponsor.
Right.
And so we travelled around, having, as Henry said, our adventures.
Yeah, absolutely.
At race meetings, just like the lads going around there today, yeah, testing their their cadet karts, and. Through that, I met Bill Sisley, who owned Buckmore Park at that time, and he, early in the 2000s, came to me and said, "Will you help me? We have antiquated facilities here, we need to have improvements." So I arranged the design and the build and financing of the clubhouse here, which we're sitting in.
Absolutely, yeah.
And also the paddock building. So that was a start. I had no further connection with Buckmore, apart from staying on good terms. Henry, we had the tragedy of losing him in 2009 in that freak accident at Brands Hatch. And afterwards, because of the generosity of people at the times of his service, when they donated over £30,000 to a charity that we had designated, which was Headway, we formed a foundation.
Yep.
And
this is the Henry Surtees
Foundation. Henry Surtees Foundation.
Yep.
And I thought that there could be an opportunity sometime of creating some activities and centres, a centre at Buckmore,
yep,
for a potential learning and training centre,
yep,
because I'd seen youngsters who had developed in front of my very eyes.
Absolutely, yeah.
With their involvement. Yep. I'd seen youngsters who had been able to start to communicate with people, who had, through that independence that they had to have, because when they're sitting in the cart there, no one else is holding their hands.
Absolutely.
Or anything else, they had to make the decisions, etc., and I saw the effect this had on them, and also the side factors. I know that Henry got very involved in the data systems, etc., which I put onto the carts,
yep,
to a point where his IT teacher, when he left school at 11 to change schools, wrote on the bottom of his report, "Henry, thank you for teaching me how to get the best out of my laptop." And so, and this all came from his involvement in, yeah, something he was enthusiastically involved in,
yeah,
emotionally.
Absolutely.
Which is what I got emotionally involved in before,
yeah,
and it spurred my career.
Absolutely.
So I thought,
yeah,
right, if we can have something which just emotionally creates an emotional drive within these youngsters, they will be able to find a career,
yep,
and we can perhaps help them in that career, not making racing drivers. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about making opportunities within the world of obviously engineering and all the technology which goes with it.
Absolutely. It also gives youngsters a focus in their life. You know, so many youngsters can lack focus and, you know, amble through life without really doing anything.
They can do. They can do. They can do. And also, of course, so many youngsters now, their lives are dominated by just looking at a screen and other people's experiences. And so you need to get them emotionally involved. And we have a very big motor industry and motor sports industry.
Absolutely,
in this country,
yeah,
with lots of opportunities for careers, and also, of course, just generally the fact that if someone gets, you know, emotionally involved in subjects, and as again I'm stressing, we're not talking about just racing, we're talking about careers where you get some real substance.
Absolutely. I want to forward now, because coming up very soon, in the next couple of weeks, we have the North Kent Business to Business event taking place here at Burmore Park, and you, sir, are kindly opening that event for everybody, and we're really looking forward to that. Is this the first... I know you run lots of different events here, you run lots of different corporate events, but is this the first event of that type that you've held at Burmore?
Well, here at Buckmore, I mean, I've only had control of Buckmore since the middle of last year.
Right, OK.
And our first sort of objective has been to bring Buckmore into, shall we say, the 21st century.
Sure.
And to make it comparable to a Grand Prix circuit in a mini style.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so if you just look around and see how the circuit has been improved.
I notice all the tyres have gone.
All the tyres and the bits and pieces and the runoff areas have been tarmacked, and the painting of the sides and purpose-built barriers and things. But general tidying, because this is, of course, something which is important. Our presentation. Buckmore supports a lot of young people racing, but it only does that on the basis that it relates to business and business-to-business relationships. Our corporate side here is very, very important. And one of the things what happened is I got a report from our chief marshal the other day. He said it was so good, our 6-hour corporate race, how way it went. He said we only had one stoppage due to a yellow flag, etc. He said, and so the people are very happy because they don't keep on having stops and starts, because with the new runoff areas and the new barriers, they're not getting carts buried into walls of tyres. And so all these things have been very, very important for us to do. And so when we had that request, we thought, right, we'd like to sort of introduce people to the new Buckmore as it's emerging, but also we are very much part of Kent business. Not only just Kent, but drawing business from all around us into Kent, and so it was a common cause for us to be involved.
Totally agree, and we're really looking forward to it, John. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. You are an absolute gentleman. We look forward to the 29th of June, and we'll see you.
You can wear my shoes.
That was the lovely gentleman that is John Surtees, and it was an absolute pleasure to spend time interviewing him and talking to him and to spending time at Buckmore Park. And again, another one of those kind of things that really, and what can you say? I mean, such a successful man, and then, you know, to suffer such a tragedy to the loss of his son at 18 years of age, Henry. But coming out of that, forming the Henry Surtees Foundation, just lessons in life that we have to learn how to overcome adversity. So a fantastic interview, and as Tracy said on Twitter, Tracy Ferguson said, what a raconteur. I tell you what, after we finished the interview, I spent another 45 minutes chatting to John about all kinds of stories in motor racing. I wish I'd been able to record all of it, because there were some fabulous stories. Anyway, we need to move on. There's other things we need to talk about now, and I've got an FSB news roundup coming up, and I want to finish off today's show with some positives coming up for 2021. But for the moment, let's kind of hear another. Oh, I might have the wrong one here. Let me just. Oh, there it is. Let me play this.
Learn to talk like me. Be an angel too. But maybe you ain't never gonna feel this way. You ain't never gonna know me, but I know you. Singing in our dreams can only get better. Can only get better. If we see it through, that means me and I mean you too. So teach me how to dream. Can only get better. Can only get, can only get. Take it all from me, you know. I know that. Can only get
things can only get better, and let's hope that that's a signature tune for 2021. The Business Bunker Show is pleased to be sponsored by SpinnerJet, the facilities management company, commercial cleaning, grounds maintenance, jet washing and more. You can follow them on the Twitter at SpinnerJet, or for more information you can email info@spinnerjet.co.uk. A huge thank you for sponsorship. Zinat Narani has tweeted, indeed, things can only get better. I love this tune. Absolutely. Let's just hope that things do get better, and I'm sure they will. It's that time in the show now where we go to the FSB News Roundup.
The Federation of Small Businesses News Roundup. offering advice and guidance for small businesses and the self-employed.
Okay, we have a webinar coming up, how to get control of your cash in 2021. You'll hear from accounting experts as well as a manufacturing business owner who's had quite the journey through 2020 about how best to get control of your cash in 2021. Now, this is really important, and it's going to be more important than ever. Financial control, cash control of your business has always been a major element of running a business. But in 2021, after the fallout from 2020, it's going to be so important that we look at how we manage that, how we collect our money, how we do stuff. So it's taking place on 21st of January, 12 noon to 1 p.m. It's a 1-hour event. It's an event online, how to get control of your cash, and you can find out about it by going to kempinsradio.co.uk/FSB. If you hit the FSB tab and then look for events, it will be there and you can find out all about it and book your place. I'm going to give you a number of events that are happening, and then at the end of it, I'll tell you how to find out about all of them, because they're all available in the same place. There's a business boot camp, Reboot 2021, taking place on Monday the 25th of January, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. This event is designed to benefit entrepreneurs, the self-employed and small businesses across the UK. As I said, I'll give you the booking link in a moment. There is an FSB Maidstone virtual networking event on Wednesday the 27th of January, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Join Peter Searle for relaxed networking with like-minded business owners, and everyone is welcome. And then on Thursday the 28th of January is a Women in Business brunch. Now, it's taking place from 9:30 to 10:30, so very breakfasty brunch. Join us for virtual networking hosted by FSB Folkestone area host Wendy Flanagan of The Holistic Home. Promote your business and meet fellow entrepreneurs in breakout rooms. So that's Women in Business Brunch, Thursday the 28th of January at 9:30. There's also, we're back with the Schools 30-30 program. We're going to be holding them virtually at the start of the year. And we're looking for businesses, business owners, business managers and organisations to join us to inspire the next generation. We have two events planned for January. Longfield Academy on the 20th of January at 10 past 11, that starts. And then Lee Academy on the 22nd of January, 11:30, that starts. All the bookings for the schools program can be found at kempbusinessradio.co.uk/30-30. There's a Kent Women in Business brunch on Tuesday the 9th of February from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Join us for virtual networking hosted by FSB North Kent area host Sue Hainsby of Carlene Lettings. Promote your business and meet fellow entrepreneurs in breakout rooms. You can find out about all those events and webinars by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB. kentbusinessradio.co.uk/FSB, and you can find out all about the schools programs by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/30-30. That's 30-30. There are some events scheduled for later in the year. Currently, we don't know whether they will be live events or virtual events, but either way, we will be running them one way or another. So do check them out and sign up for any or all of those. And thank you to the great job that the Federation of Small Business, Kent and Medway and South East, has been doing supporting our local businesses and helping us through what has been a very torrid time for small businesses. We do appreciate Alison Palmer and the team, Sarah and the whole team, Deborah and Tracy and David Millam and all the people involved, both voluntarily and paid employees, helping us get through this very, very terrible time. So where are we? I'm just checking to make sure I haven't missed any of your tweets, because we've been very busy with tweets today, as always, which is lovely, and we do love your tweets. Lisa Settle said, fantastic messages in the John Surtees interview. Getting emotionally involved is paramount. Opportunities will follow. Get your own experiences, not watching others. Absolutely, Lisa, I couldn't agree more. Tracy Ferguson, what a wonderful raconteur John Surtees is. She said, good to listen to John. I remember seeing him at one of the business events I attended held at Butmore Park. And it was really good to hear more about the lovely memorial to his son Henry, the Henry Surtees Foundation. Absolutely. I'm just trying to catch up. I don't think I've missed any. If I have missed you, tweet me again. That's the easiest way to do it. Tweet me again and I'll give you a shout out, because my timeline is a bit busy right at the moment, which is good. Which is good. Anyway, what I thought I'd do for the last few minutes of the show is talk about some of the things that are coming up. Try to focus on some positive stories and things to look forward to in 2021. As I said earlier, the OpenReach have announced that they're creating 5,300 new engineering jobs to help with the enhanced rollout of broadband across the UK. That's good news on two fronts. We need the jobs, but we also need the broadband. So it's good that they're ramping up their investment in getting that out to various places. As I mentioned earlier as well, there are 1,400 new financial services organisations due to open in the UK, or have at least applied for licences in the UK. So hopefully we shall be seeing them creating jobs and opening businesses. I'm going to tell you about a few other things that are happening across the country, not just here in the southeast. Let me see what I can find. Reborn British sports car manufacturer TVR will begin renovating its newly acquired Welsh factory in January. 200 people will be employed at the Ebbervale site when Griffin production is fully ramped up. So it's good to see the TVR company back. Let's hope they stay in production this time. Britain's last traditional bell foundry has had its future secured with a 4.5 million of national lottery funding. The John Taylor and Company has been at the same site in Loughborough, Leicestershire since 1859, but can trace its heritage back to the 14th century. So that's good news. I thought of a really inane joke there, but I'm not going to do it. So that's a bell foundry has been saved. It's been announced that Airbus is planning to build thousands of broadband satellites in the UK, and I'm just going to run through some of the things that I've seen about things that are opening up during 2021 to give us a bit of encouragement that things are starting to return and starting to pick up. Britain has retaken fifth place in the rankings of the world's biggest economies. The UK has leapfrogged India and is set to accelerate away from seventh place France in the next decade. So, again, good news for the British economy. There's quite a lot of over 300 new factories, investments and contract wins have been announced during the end of the last quarter of 2020 to start taking place in 2021. That's 300 new factories. So lots of good news happening there on the manufacturing front. If you want to find out about this, there's a fantastic Twitter handle to follow where they announce all of these kind of things. And it is, the Twitter handle is Jefferson, JEFFERSON. _MFG, and they're passionate advocates of the British manufacturing sector, STEM education and apprenticeships. Do give them a follow on Twitter, because they announce all of these things, all of these good news things about businesses opening up and investing in the economy and in various places across the United Kingdom. So all good news. Coming closer to home, The Maidstone Innovation Centre welcomes its very first tenant. Construction work of the Maidstone Innovation Centre has continued at pace at the Kent Medical Campus. For those of you that don't know, this is at Junction 8, I think it is, on the M20. It's the Bearsted Sittingbourne turn-off of the M20. I think it's Junction 8. Or is it 7? Yeah, 7, Junction 7. Yeah, next door to Knockcuts Garden Centre is the KIMS Hospital. And on that site is the Kent Medical Campus. And the building is on course to open next summer. And Maidstone Borough Council has welcomed its first tenant, which is a company called Creation.co, one of the world's leading consultancies for insights-led health strategy. Maidstone's Innovation Centre will be a mixed-use, medical-technical-based development, providing flexible office space, facilities and business support for small and medium-sized enterprises working in life science, healthcare and medical sectors. Daniel Jin, founder and CEO of Creation.co, said, "We're delighted to be taking office space at Maidstone's Innovation Centre. As an insights-led strategy company, we now work with most of the top 20 pharmaceutical companies. We're involved with delivering some of the most exciting data-led projects to teams around the world, and we wanted to build on our significant growth in 2020 by creating a new strategic HQ. Having been a local Maidstone company for over 20 years, we're really excited to be part of this new development at the Kent Medical Campus. The brand new Innovation Centre forms part of the North Kent Enterprise Zone and will be a perfect addition for businesses by creating an inspiring environment with a flexible, supportive and professional approach. For those looking to start, develop or transform their companies, it will fast become the place to impress clients, motivate their teams and drive their future. Despite delays to the work because of the COVID-19 lockdowns, building work has continued and the Innovation Centre is now taking shape in preparation for new businesses to move in during the summer of 2021. So we're really looking forward to that. That's in Junction 7 on the M20, next door to Knockcuts Garden Centre on the campus of KIMS Hospital is the new Maidstone Innovation Centre, the Kent Medical Centre. Have a look at it. Check it out. Here on Channel Radio, we've got some new shows launching in January and February of 2021. Mind Matters with Zeenat Naruni will be launching in mid-January on Friday mornings. The Marketing Show and the Learning and Development Show with Steve Hemsley will be launching on Friday afternoons. The Right Mind Show with Karen Stanley on Wednesday mornings. And Trust, the Social Media Show with Zoe Cairns on Wednesday lunchtime. So four new shows to look forward to starting in January, February 2021 here on Channel Radio, all covering new topics to us. And we're really looking forward to having all of them join us here on Channel Radio to our lineup of business and information shows. So do look out for them on social media and do have a tune in. They'll, like all of our shows, they will be available on catch up. So if you don't catch them live, you can listen to them on catch up. But do try and catch up with all of them because they've all got something interesting to say and we'll have a range of interesting experts and guests to talk to on their shows. Whatever your business strengths, you need to shout out about them. Why not enter the Maidstone Awards and the Ashfords Awards? Do it now. Entries are free. You can find out the details for both awards, Maidstone and Ashford, at the following website, www.businessawardskent.co.uk. That's www.businessawardskent.co.uk. Do check them out. Bear with me 1 second. Sorry about that. My emails were on the floor and I needed to reach down and get them. Now I've got to sort through what I haven't told you about so far. Bear with me. There's a new grant scheme that's being launched for SMEs in construction. Robert Edge and Patrick Maynard are pleased to announce the launch of the iConstruct project, helping SMEs in construction and built environment sectors in Essex, Kent and East Sussex to embrace innovation and access new business opportunities. It offers three types of support: grant funding, mentoring and access to a supply chain development network. The grant funding, worth between £1,000 and £20,000, is available to part fund the development or launch of a new product or service, which also offers wider innovation benefits to the sector, such as improving productivity and sustainability. SMEs can also benefit from up to 9 hours of free one-to-one business support worth up to £1,200 through the iConstruct mentoring scheme. All eligible participants will have free access to the iConstruct network worth up to £800. You can find out more by going to their website, which is www.i-construct.org.uk. That's i-construct.org.uk. Do check that out. Okay. I just want to re-emphasise this because there's been a lot of confusion recently, and the government are starting to mutter about having a Tier 5. So let's just make sure that we understand what Tier 4 is, first of all, because we are in Tier 4 here in Kent and Medway. If you live in a T4 area, you must follow the rules, and these rules came into effect on Sunday the 20th of December. This means you cannot meet other people indoors, including over Christmas period, unless you live with them or they're part of your existing support bubble. Outdoors, you can only meet one person from another household. You must not leave or be outside of your home except for where you have a specific purpose or a reasonable excuse. And the reasonable excuses include: you can leave home for work purposes where your place of work remains open. You can leave home to buy things at shops which are permitted to open in your area, but you should stay local. You can leave home for education purposes, formal provision rather than extracurricular classes, such as music or drama tuition or out of school settings, or training, registered childcare, and supervised activities for children. Sorry, I'm being a bit staccato here because I'm getting tweets and text messages and emails all over the place. You can leave home to visit people in your support bubble or to provide informal childcare for children aged 13 and under as part of a childcare bubble, to provide care for vulnerable people, to provide emergency assistance, to attend a support group of up to 15 people, or for respite care where their care is being provided to a vulnerable person or a person with a disability, or is a short break in respect of a looked after child. So they're the rules currently for Tier 4 that we're in at the moment. Do try and stay on track of that. The government are talking about introducing a Tier 5, which is basically complete lockdown, really, with another name. But do check that out. So for the moment, they are the rules that we have to adhere to in Tier 4. Let's hope that we get through this really quickly now. On good news is I'd like you to listen to the Business Diaries and the Business Diaries podcasts. The Business Diaries podcast, business storytelling that uncovers the stories about the personal journeys of business owners, often funny, sometimes sad, intriguing, but always entertaining. You can find out about the podcast by going to thebusinessdiaries.podbeam.com. For those of you who don't know, the Business Diaries is an event that took place, I think, once a quarter in Medway and Tunbridge Wells. And it normally featured five business people telling stories from their life. So they're not doing sales or things about their business per se, but personal stories around a theme. Incredibly interesting, all of them. Sadly, like everything with face-to-face events, they had to stop during 2020 due to the coronavirus. But of course, they went online and have produced podcasts, and they will continue to produce podcasts. I think there are 12 of them so far, 12 podcasts. You can see them all by going to thebusinessdiaries.podbeam.com. Do check them out because they are fantastic. Right. We're almost at the end of the show. and we're almost at the end of 2020, thank goodness. We're all looking to a much better 2021, hopefully. But I want to say a few thank yous. I want to say thank you to everybody that's listened to the show over the years, and everybody that supported us. Thank you so much. Without you, we couldn't do what we do. During this year, we've been supported by Fit for Trade, the Federation of Small Business, Lock Associates, the Tenterton Chamber of Commerce, KO Digital, Colin Batt Removals, Whitcomb HR, I'm trying to remember everybody, Whitcomb HR, Spinnerjet. I hope I haven't left anybody out. Oh, of course, the Business Diaries, and lovely folks at Telcare. So lots of people have supported us during this year, and without you, we couldn't continue to do what we do. Thank you so much. Our best business events. I knew there was one more. Best business events. Thank you all so much for supporting us. Without you, we couldn't continue to do the show. Now then, we'll be back with another show on January the 5th. Jules is still reposing on her chaise lounge, recovering for Christmas, so she's not going to be here. So we've dug out of retirement to co-host the show, the lovely Bird. So Bird on a Bike will be with me on the show on January the 5th, kicking off the new year, 2021, with a new show and a great lineup of guests. So do join us on January the 5th. For the moment, thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for your tweets, your emails, your interactions, your support, your encouragement, and all the things you do to keep me buoyed up. I really do appreciate it. Thank you for joining in. Thank you for being there. We wish you all a healthy, happy, and successful 2021. We need to work on this together. We've now got a trade agreement at the end of the Brexit transition period. So from January, we can start to trade properly again within the European Union as well as outside of it. Let's all pull together now and try and make this a success, because we need to revitalise all of our local businesses and to go and recreate more jobs and more activities and as many businesses as we can, and help each other. So shop local, use your local high street, use your local businesses, support your local businesses, and let's get out of this horrible time that we've been in and move into something much, much better. Wishing you all a happy, healthy, and successful 2021. We'll be back on January the 5th. Stay safe, and we'll see you all very soon.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is